So I'm Denora Smith for Star, here with Helena Patel, Marketing Director for Satara. Is that right? Yeah.
Hi, yeah,
Hi.
that's me.
Good. Okay, so first things first, how do you think the show went?
I thought the show was amazing. Obviously, I'm biased because I'm on the committee, but from a objective point of view, it was a really, really good show. Like we put on, considering we started off with no money because we're a non-profit charity show, so we started off with no money to get to the standard we did. I was really impressed. And just watching the crowd's reaction to the models and the acting and the dancing was enough to tell us that we had pulled off. I was really happy.
Yeah, no, yeah, it definitely was a spectacle. So the show was kind of divided into two sort of halves, and they were pretty different. The
Yeah.
first half was a little bit more serious, second half was a bit more typical Satara, maybe. What was that the plan, or was that what was encouraging that?
Well, the reason why it was so split, from what I gathered from the creative side of the team, was due to the acting. Because the storyline was started off quite dark and quite serious with, the bad guy and the prophecy and everything. And then as soon as it developed into the fight scene and it was happy again, that's the fashion sort of translated with that. So first half was more serious because not that we're trying to emulate any of the fashion shows in town, but more the fact that because the designers deserved the stage, we didn't want to make it very gimmicky. So the reason it was so serious and so sort of demure was because of just so we could showcase the fashion, because we had some very talented designers, and one of them, Noor, who was doing the second walk, was actually in the audience. So to give her clothes full justice, we made it so it wasn't typical Satara. We wanted to really showcase these clothes and show how beautiful these garments were. And by the second half, it was back to fun, loving, dancing, everything, and it was great fun. And you could just tell the audience were loving it, and that's a Satara that everybody knows and loves. But the reason it was so diverse is so we could showcase fashion, but also to translate with the storyline.
Right, so you were telling me that the theme isn't told exactly. The theme is sort of to do with the acting. What was it that you were working off of around, during all the marketing stuff or the choreography or anything like that? How did that fit in with the entire theme?
Well, the theme was partial fiction, and that is to do with how you it's to do with how you interpret events. So like a bit like a photograph. A photograph is never going to capture the actual place or location or event. That's what you remember. So in terms of my marketing, the marketing had to be reflective of the show and the show itself rather than the actual theme, because everyone has a basis for Satara, and I wanted to stick to that, stick to the fact that we are Satara and not try and follow the theme too much. But
Okay, yeah, that's okay, that's fair enough. What about the stage design? I know that every show has a different kind of stage thing, but the way that not actors, the well, I guess the actors were using it as well, but the way that the models were sort of walking up and down, was there any kind of methodology behind that, or was it just a good stage design?
well, the stage design came from the choreographer Maya, so that was completely her own design of the stage and how she visioned it to be, which obviously was translated with the acting director Peter, and they both talked it over, and obviously with the venue as well, if that was actually possible, we could do it. And once she had the stage, and once Peter had the stage, they could then put the acting and the fashion into it. But yeah, so we also like the stage because it was an unusual shape. It wasn't a straight catwalk. It was quite jutty, and that meant the models could really showcase the fashion from different angles, and also the acting could be a bit more diverse as well in terms of the stage layout.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you for talking to us.
No,
And
thank
it
you.
was an absolutely amazing show.
Thank you.